It's good to be here today, and I'm glad to see everybody that we have out with us. And, you know, I'm saddened by those that were with us that are not coming to meet with us regularly anymore. I don't know what's the occasion and situation, but thinking about all this, it's kind of got me to thinking about the sermon I'm going to talk about this morning. You know, a lot of times people, they want to hide from God. They want to run away from God, like they would run away from a parent. Sometimes when children are growing up and they think they're about grown, and their parent gets on to them and corrects them or rebukes them or exhorts them, they want to run away. Get away from that. And the truth of the matter is, you can run from God, but you can't hide. You can't get away from it. And this little story that I read a long time ago kind of stirred up my memory about this. When I saw this, I read it, I said, yes, that's what I need to do. I want you to listen to this story. It's called Runaway Bunny. Once there was a little bunny who wanted to run away. If you run away, said his mother, I will run after you, for you're my little bunny. If you run after me, I'll become a fish, he said. I'll become a fisherman, and I will fish for you, she said. If you become a fisherman, then I'll become a rock on a mountain high above you. If you become a rock on the mountain, then I'll become a mountain climber and climb up where you are. If you become a mountain climber, then I'll become a flower in a hidden garden, he said. His mother said, I'll become a gardener and find you. If you become a gardener and find me, I will become a bird and fly away from you. If you become a bird and fly away, I will become a tree that where you come home to. If you become a tree, I will become a sailboat and I'll sail away from you. She says, I will become the wind and blow you where I want you to go. If you become the wind, and I will become a little boy and run inside the house. Well, she said, if you become a little boy, then I will become your mother and hug you close to me. Shucks, said the bunny. I might as well stay here and be your bunny. And so he did, and she said, have a care. You know, it's a great lesson in that. And that God is that way without that mother. People sometimes run away from congregation and churches because someone said something they didn't like, or someone tried to exhort them or whatever. But, you know, you can't escape God. You just can't get away from Him. It don't matter where you go or what you do, because we are His creation. For He is everywhere we look, everywhere we go. You go on the mountaintop, behold, God's there. You can go to the bottom of the sea, God's there. You can go hide in the darkest closet you can find, God's there, because you're there. Jacob one time was traveling as he was journeying to a country that he didn't know anything about to seek a wife, and as he's on his way, he stopped that night, you know, and when he woke up the morning, he saw the ladder, Jacob's ladder, and he said, surely, God is in this place, and I knew it not. How many times we're places we don't know that God's there? We don't think He's there, but yes, He is. I'm going to turn over to Acts chapter 17 if you'd like to read along with me. We'll turn over to Acts chapter 17. We'll begin reading in verse number 24. And God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that He is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though He needed anything, seeing He giveth to all life and breath and all things. And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after Him and find Him, though He be not far from every one of us. For in Him we live, move, and have our being, as certain also of your own prophets have said, we are also His offspring. You see, God is everywhere and in all, and He sees all and He knows all, and there's no place deep enough, dark enough, secret enough that you can hide from God. Jonah, when he was told to go preach to Nineveh, thought he'd run away from God, as men think sometimes today. He didn't want to go to Nineveh, so he got in a ship to go to Tarsus. And as he said, and then his ship to go to Tarsus, God brings up a storm. And the storm is tossing the ship to and fro, and he delivers them men. That's where they throw Jonah overboard. You see, God's dealing with all of this. Jonah's trying to get away. God's holding him. And he threw him overboard. God prepared a fish to bring him there and swallow him up and brought him out and spit him on the shore right where God told him to be and to go to Nineveh. You can't run from God. Jonah thought he could. But you can't. You can't hide from him. He is there. He's everywhere. And there's no place you can go that he won't be there. So if you don't go to church, God knows it. You can't run away. He's going to see you. He's going to know where you go, and he knows what you're doing. You can't hide it from him. You can't run away from the truth, because it's still the truth. You can try to ignore it, but it's still the truth. You know, there was a young man named Nathaniel who was under a fig tree. He thought he was hid. He thought nobody saw him. But the Lord Jesus did. Now what he was doing on that fig tree, I don't know. Some people say he's praying. I don't know what he's doing, but whatever he's doing there, he thought he was in secret and Christ knew it. Turn to John chapter 1, and we're going to start reading verse 45. In John chapter 1, the Gospel according to John, not 1 John. In chapter 1 and verse 45. Let's start with 44. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And Philip found Nathanael and said unto him, We have found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? And Philip said unto him, Come and see. And Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said to him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, and whom is no guile. Wouldn't you love to have that be said of you? Behold, an Israelite indeed, one that in which there is no guile. Behold, a Christian indeed, a Christian in truth, and there is no guile. Verse 48, Nathanael said to him, Whence knowest thou me? In other words, how you know me? I ain't never seen you before. You ain't never seen me before. How you know me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. And Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. You know, Jesus said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. I want to tell you now, there's no place on this earth you can hide from God. You can cover your sins any way you want to try to do it. God's going to see them. If only people could realize that God is everywhere and every place, and He sees you no matter where you are. God sees in the dark. The darkness doesn't hinder His light. You can think you're going to sit around in the dark and do something and get away with it. God sees you doing that. When people go out and they're abusive to their family, you know, their mother, their father, or they're abusive to their children, or if someone goes out and rapes somebody, or kills somebody, or curses somebody else, you know, God sees all of it. He sees it when it's happening. Would a person go up and start beating on some young child if his mother is standing there in front of him or behind him, or if his dad is standing there watching him? You know, most likely folks usually don't cuss in front of their mothers, but there are a few that will. They get mad and then curse their mother and their dads. But if your mother or dad is standing there watching you, you know, you normally not going to take something that's yours. You're not going to steal. You're not going to kill. You're not going to go out and beat up some little child or beat up your wife or your old parents in their old age and abuse them and misuse them. But you see, there is somebody watching you. There's a song we sing. There's an all-seeing eye watching you. And God's eye is everywhere upon everybody. There's nothing you can do He's not seeing. I think sometimes that people could realize that God is watching me when I'm up here trying to slip in this house to steal somebody's stuff, or I'm taking something that's not mine. or I'm going out there and I'm getting in a, trying to hurt somebody or to make somebody get hurt. You know, God sees you doing that. Realize He's watching you. And whenever you commit a sin, whatever sin it may be, God sees you doing that. He sees everything you do. And He's able, it's just as sure as if He's standing right there in front of you. And if you thought Jesus Christ was standing right there in front of you, would you deliberately hurt some poor person? Would you deliberately take and steal something that's not yours? Would you do that? Realizing Christ is right there. Oh, you don't see it. You may not feel Him. You may not realize it. But He's there. He's right there, standing right there in front of you and behind you. And He knows why you're doing it. He knows every thought that you might even have. If only people would believe and realize God is there. He is alive. He is your Creator. He's your Maker. And He knows you through and through. And He sees you when you're doing those things. There's nothing hid from Him. Turn to Hebrews chapter 4. In Hebrews chapter 4, we're going to get ready to verse 12. Well, I'm going to read verse 11 while we're getting there. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to divide asunder the soul and the spirit and the joints and marrow and discerning the thoughts and intents of the heart. God discerns your thoughts and intents of the heart. And His Word will reveal to you what you are and what you're thinking about, what you plan on doing. His Word is so sharp, it can separate those things, your soul, your spirit, and your flesh. Verse 13, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight. There's nothing He doesn't see. There's nothing you're hiding from God. You can hide it from me. You can hide somebody else. You might be hiding from all your neighbors and friends, but God sees it and knows it. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. All things are open. Nothing hid from our Lord Jesus Christ. He sees it all, and He knows it all. He knows even your inner thoughts that you're thinking that you might do something bad or good towards somebody. He knows that. You don't even have to say it. He knows what you're thinking even. And that's amazing. So sometimes I catch my mind going down the wrong path and I have to reel it in. But know this, that God knows even your thoughts. In Malachi 3:16 it says, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written for them that feared the Lord and thought upon His name. Every time that you're thinking upon the name of God, He knows it. When you're thinking about some scriptures He's given us to live by, He knows it. Matthew 9:4, and Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your heart? So, you know, He knows our thoughts. If we're thinking evil things, He knows about them. If we're thinking about committing evil things or having evil things, He's going to know about them. 1 Samuel 16:7, as God sent Samuel to choose someone to be his king, and he says, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, nor on his height of the stature, because I have refused him, for the Lord seeth not as man seeth it. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. You know, all anybody can do in this flesh is look on the outward appearance. So it appears, you know, those who left the church and run away, I can only see the outward appearance. All we can see is outward appearance. But God sees in the heart. He knows why they're gone, and why they've done this, and why they didn't do that, and why we're doing what we're doing. God sees inside our heart, and He knows our thoughts. Matthew 12:32 says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Sometimes our mouth, it kind of reveals to us and lets out what we really are. Our mouth is hard to control in that way. as we think in our hearts, so we are, and often we let it out when we didn't want to let it out. This is why nothing of us is hid from God. There's nothing that we can hide from God. Our secret sins, God knows. The things you would want nobody to know in the world, God knows it. Our hidden motives, God knows. And He will judge our secret sins. Christ will judge our secret sins. It says in Romans 2:16, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Did you realize when we stand before the judgment of God today, we're going to be judged according to the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what we're going to give an account for in our life when we're judged by the at the end of this world. It says there's a point on men wants to die, and after that the judgment. You see, we will be judged according to the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is written in this book. And so realize, we try to run away from it, we can refuse it, we can hide from it, but God still knows it. And realize that you can't live wrong and die right. If you're going to die right, you got to live right. Because you're going to be judged on how you live in this life according to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And don't think we're going to escape God. He cannot be escaped. Just as with the body of his mother, wherever he went, she became something that was there. No matter wherever we go, God is there. You can't escape him. We might as well confess that he is God and come into his house and receive his love. Get his care. Because he said, where we go? There's no way to run away from him. There's no way to hide from him. Turn over to Isaiah 40 and verse 21. People think, well, I can go off and do these things. Go into a strange town where nobody knows me and do these abominable things or whatever that God would not approve of, and then nobody will know, nobody will find out. God knows. He saw you there. He knew why you went there. He knows what you're up to. Isaiah chapter 40. We'll start reading here with verse 21. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 21. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he that sat upon the circle of the earth, that hath taken thereof as grasshoppers, and he stretches out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. That bringeth the princes to nothing, he made the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted, yea, they shall not be sown, yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth, and he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take away as a stubble. To him when will you liken me? To whom will you liken me? Or shall I be equal, saith the Lord, the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number? He called them all by names, and by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, and not one faileth. Why sayest thou, Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding? He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The point is, you cannot hide any of your sin away from God. And He is able to bring up judgment upon all he desires to bring it upon. If he wishes, our country that's rich, our country that has plenty of things, can suddenly come to naught. He could cause deserts to be where there's growing grass and trees, He can change it all. As simple thought is, at His will, He could take away the rain. He could take away the good things. He could take away the pleasantness you have in your life. He could take away the peace that we enjoy and fill this country with violence and fear and corruption. It is He that established all things. And don't think we're going to hide from Him. Don't think that we're going to run away from Him. Too many times, people like that prodigal son, give me mine and I want to go enjoy it and have a good time and a lot of fun. We've read that story in Luke chapter 15. How he took what his father had left in his inheritance and went and wandered and squandered it. And he found himself wanting to eat with a swine when he came to himself. And then he realized he needed to go back to his father's house. And if we run away like the runaway bunny, we need to come to ourselves and go back to our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Go back to Him. For in His house there's safety and peace, and He'll take upon Himself our burdens. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest in your soul. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light." Jesus Christ created this world. He created you and I. He is the maker and creator of all things, and He has the power to do just that. He said, "All power given me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore teaching all nations." You see, Jesus has all power both in heaven and earth. So let us come to our senses and come into His house and come into Him, and like that bunny, allow Him to put His arm around us and to give us a chariot of His own, some of His stuff. We need to obey God, glorify God, ask God, and obey Jesus Christ, for He is our judge. You know, if you feel far away from God, sometimes people get that way. They run away. They hid from God. They tried to. And they think they're far away from God, though they're not. But I want you to realize this, that if you feel that you're far away from God, God never moved. He didn't ever go anywhere. He's still where He always was. He still sees as well as He's always seen. And so what He's saying to us is, come back. Come back to me. And I'll put my arms around you. Tell you I love you. Come back to me, and I'll feed you with the bread of life. Hebrews 5 and 9, it says, Jesus said, "He becomes by the things which He suffered, though He were a son yet, the things which He suffered, He..." I'm going to try and read that. Turn over Hebrews 5 and 9 with me, please. Hebrews chapter 5. Since we're turning, we'll read two verses of it. Let's start with verse 7. "Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, was heard, and that he feared." See, God saved him from death, not from death of the flesh, but He saved him from eternal death, for He was in him and lived through him. Verse 8, "Though he were a son, yet learned the obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, became to offer eternal salvation to all them that obey him." Are we obeying Christ today? To those that have been baptized in Christ as members of the body and in the church, He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Open the door, and I come unto you, and sup with you, and you with me." So if we've left Him, let's open the door, let Him back in our hearts, let Him back in our lives. If you've never obeyed the gospel, I want you to hear what He has to say concerning that. John 8:24, Jesus says, "Therefore it says that ye should die in your sins. For if you believe that not that I'm He, ye should die in your sins." He is our only hope. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." He is the only way. And you must believe in Him and believe in God. Hebrews 11:6, "Without faith it's impossible to please God. But he that cometh to Him must believe that He is, and that His reward is doing to seek Him." So if you believe Him and you seek Him, you will be rewarded according to the promises He's made to us. In Luke 13:3, said, "I say, if He nay, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Everybody has to come in repentance. Acts 17 and 37, times past this season that God winked at, but now commendeth all men and will repent. You know, that teaches us that in the New Testament time, God is stricter on obeying the laws of Christ, or the teachings of Christ, or the faith of Christ, whichever way you want to call it, than he was under the old law. He doesn't wink at sin anymore. Matthew 10:32, Jesus said, confess before men, I confess before my Father which art in heaven. And Romans 10:10 said, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, or the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we do these things inside, you know, you believe and you repent. And then you make that confession of faith in Jesus Christ, then you're ready to enter into Christ. As Jesus said in Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Galatians 3:27, for many of us have been baptized in Christ, put on Christ. That puts us into Christ, we put on Christ. That gives us salvation. 1 Peter 3:21, for unto the like figure, even baptism does now also save us, not to put in with the filth of the flesh, but to have a good conscience toward God. Do you have a good conscience toward God today? If you haven't been baptized in Christ and you got that conscience, you need to do that. If you're here today and you've tried to escape God, the best thing you can do is come back to Him. Come back to Him, as He says in 1 John 1, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you're here today, subject to God for calling either way, let it be known as we stand and sing this song.